Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to describe a place where you go to spend time with friends in your IELTS speaking test. In the IELTS speaking test, examiners look for a myriad of qualities in your responses, from fluency and coherence to lexical resource and grammatical range and accuracy. One of the common topics that examiners might ask about is, describe a place where you go to spend time with friends. In this article, we will provide insights, sample answers, and tips on how to tackle questions around this topic, which can appear in all three parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Common questions in Part 1. Do you often go out with friends? Where do you usually meet your friends? What's your favorite place to hang out with friends? Why? Sample answer. Question: Where do you usually meet your friends? Answer: I usually meet my friends at a cozy little cafe near our neighborhood. It has a very relaxed atmosphere and the staff are always friendly. We enjoy chatting over coffee and sometimes play board games. This place has become our regular hangout spot because it feels like a second home to us. Part 2, Long Turn. Cue card example. Describe a place where you go to spend time with friends. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, why you like it. Model answer. One of my favorite places to spend time with friends is a beautiful park located in the heart of our city. This park, known as Central Park, is just a 15-minute walk from my home, making it extremely convenient for regular visits. We usually go there twice a week, particularly during weekends. At the park, we indulge in a variety of activities. Firstly, we love to stroll along the serene pathways and observe the natural beauty around us. There's also a designated area for picnics, where we often lay down a blanket, share food, and engage in heartfelt conversations. Additionally, there's an outdoor gym and a sports area where we sometimes play football or do light exercises. We absolutely adore this place for its calming ambiance and the numerous enjoyable activities it offers. Moreover, spending time outdoors, enveloped by nature, provides a refreshing break from our hectic lives. The park also hosts various community events, which we attend whenever possible, making it an even more attractive spot for socializing and unwinding. Follow-up questions. Do you think it's important to have a regular place to meet friends? Having a regular place to meet friends is quite beneficial because it provides stability and a sense of routine in our social lives. It also helps build stronger bonds as we associate that place with fond memories. Are there any other activities you would prefer doing with your friends? While I enjoy our current activities, I would love to explore new hobbies together, such as hiking in national parks or attending music festivals. These activities can offer new and exciting experiences, further strengthening our friendships. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner's questions and model answers. Examiner, why do you think people choose certain places to spend time with friends? Candidate, people often choose specific places to spend time with friends based on several factors. These places might offer a comfortable ambiance, convenient location, or activities that align with their interests. For instance, some may prefer a cafe with a relaxed vibe for conversations, while others might choose a music venue for its lively atmosphere. Additionally, shared experiences at these spots can foster deeper connections and memorable moments. Examiner. How has the way people spend time with their friends changed in recent years? In recent years, technological advancements have significantly altered how people spend time with friends. Virtual hangouts via video calls and social media platforms have become commonplace, especially during the pandemic when physical meetings were restricted. Nevertheless, people still value in-person interactions and are gradually returning to traditional meetups in cafes, parks, or cultural hubs. Activities have also diversified, with a growing trend towards outdoor adventures and wellness pursuits. Examiner, what role do you think public places play in building community relationships? Candidate, public places play a crucial role in fostering community relationships, as they provide shared spaces for interaction and engagement. Parks, libraries, and community centers serve as common grounds where people from diverse backgrounds can connect over shared interests and activities, promoting a sense of belonging and unity. Moreover, public events and festivals held in these venues enhance community spirit and encourage active participation. Key vocabulary and phrases. Ambiance, the character and atmosphere of a place. Example, the cafe offers a cozy ambiance, perfect for meetings. Serene, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, we enjoyed a serene walk by the lake. Hectic, hectic, full of incessant or frantic activity. Example, after a hectic week, the quiet park was a welcome retreat. Engage, verb, participate or become involved in. Example, we often engage in various activities at the park. Foster, encourage or promote the development of something, typically something regarded as good. Example, shared activities can foster stronger friendships. Tips for practicing. Use real-life examples. Think about actual places you go with friends and practice describing them in detail. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use new words and phrases that are relevant to the topic to enhance lexical resource. Practice fluency. Talk about the topic without hesitation to improve fluency and coherence. Get feedback. Record your responses and get feedback from teachers or peers to identify areas for improvement. By following these tips and utilizing the sample answers, you will be better prepared to tackle this topic in your IELTS speaking exam and potentially achieve a high band score. For more speaking tips and sample answers, you can check out these related articles. Describe a person who is good at making friends. Describe a time when you visited a national park. Describe a place where you would like to go hiking. Describe a place where you would like to spend a day off. Describe a time when you experienced a major life event. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.